This is an MUT Radio podcast.
On MUT Radio, the time is 13:33. I told you earlier, Uguti, we are going to have an interview. So now it's time for an interview yet with Unondumiso Mnyeza, a founder and managing director at Ship Ashore, a hospitality training program. Her career started with the Walt Disney Company, later joined Disney Cruise Line and work her way up to the ranks to a senior manager. Kodwa konke lokho we'll find out kuyena ukuthi kahle kahle ithini uzosibalisela from ekuqaleni from A to Z. Yazi longo mithi A to Z. Kodwa manje let's welcome Unondumiso Mnyeza. Unondumiso, welcome to MUT Top 30. How are you doing? Hello. Unondumiso, hello.
Hello, hello, Putbongs, Yangis.
Ngiyakuzwa ke manje, right?
All right. Yeah, thank you so much for the platform and thank you so much to the listeners. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Yeah. Lalelakeke. Ususebenzile kule industry le okuyona, like you work for more than 20 years ukuyona le industry. But before we go straight to ilokhunjana kwi industry le okuyona, okwamanje just tell us ukuthi who is Unondumiso Mnyeza and uphuma up and wenzani kahle kahle.
All right. Thank you so much. So, ngokuqhamuka kwami, I am from Pietermaritzburg, eMgungundlovu, eMbali.
Okay.
That is where I am from. That's where my roots are.
Okay.
Originally. Yeah, and then I matriculated at Kata High School, which is in Pietermaritzburg. I ended up going to Varsity College, which was a Pietermaritzburg campus. Mm-hmm. Now, this was back in the day when Varsity College just started. So we did not have a lot of the private colleges and private varsities at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a diploma in business management and marketing.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Putbongs, I felt like Uguti. Ngithathe umgaga orongi, which was not me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always believed at the time, this was in the 90s,
mm-hmm.
and I've always believed, ukuthi no, uNkulunkulu is calling me for something greater. I'm destined for something greater beyond the African borders. But I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
As I say, Uguti, this was in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So this was when Nelson Mandela just got released from prison, and it became, 1994, it became our first democratically elected president. So what that meant for the rest of South Africans was the fact that South African borders now were open so that we can trade, including e-trading of South Africans with other countries outside African borders. It meant that South Africans can be able to go and work. So I ended up working overseas. So basically, that is my background.
Oh, nice one. So, tell us how you just mentioned ukuthena wahamba wayesikoleni wafundela enyinto yaka marketing, I think.
Yes.
So, wawungazi wawubona ukuthena lento le is not my thing, but ngiyayenza. But wawazi ukuthi there is something ukuthi yini leyo nto leyo, awuyazi ukuthi yini leyo nto leyo. So when you started ukusebenza kwi-Truth, kwaqala kanjani? Just take us back.
Okay, so when I graduated at Varsity College, right,
yeah.
There was this big company which we all know. We might not know the company, but we know the biggest character, which is Mickey Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
So the Walt Disney Company at the time, they just opened the Animal Kingdom, which was back in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted Africans. They wanted to be authentic. So they wanted the personalities to be African. They wanted the accents to be African. They wanted the telling of the story. So the storytelling to be African. So Walt Disney Company decided to travel from the United States and come to Africa to look for Africans who can go and work there. So it just happened, Uguti, and I was among those people who were selected. So I went, so when I graduated, so they came on campus, in Varsity College in Scottsdale campus. They came on campus, they did the interviews on campus, and I made it through. So I got the visa, I went to work overseas. The contract back then, it was 18 months. So I did that for 18 18 months. It was the end of my contract when I was coming back. And Woodbox, let me tell you, I knew Uguti, I was done with the United States. I knew Uguti, I don't want to see Americans ever again in my life, because the America I saw on TV, the America was promised, is not the America that I saw.
Oh, wow.
So what we see on TV is not a real reflection of what America is all about.
Mm-hmm.
I always say, if you ask my personal opinion, South Africa is two steps ahead of America in so many instances. But
so
anyway, so before I came back, then the company said, listen, the company is expanding. So the company is coming up with the cruise line, which was Disney Cruise Line.
Mm-hmm.
And then the company said, listen, we don't have any Africans that have been hired as yet. And at that time, they said that they were not planning on going to Africa. So the Africans who were already within the program of working in Walt Disney World, we were offered position. So we went through the interview. I did the interview. I came back home. When I came back home, I had to change the visa now, because when I was on land in Walt Disney World, it was a different visa. Now, when I'm going on the cruise line, working for the cruise ship, now it's going to be a different visa altogether. So I came home, I did the paperwork, and then I went back. So I ended up working. My journey, Putbongs, my journey has always been at the right place at the right time. It's always been a grace of God, because I couldn't have orchestrated it in my own way, because when I started, nobody was doing it, and it has never been done before. And I remember at one point, omakhelwane, the neighbors, and my mother and my family, they were saying, you need to be very careful, because this could be human trafficking. At the time, human trafficking was everywhere. So when I was leaving, I was still thinking, Uguti, no, it cannot be human trafficking. I feel something inside that is saying that I'm supposed to be doing this. So that is how I ended up working on the cruise line. It was transferring. It was Vassy College, from Vassy College, Walt Disney World, from Walt Disney World to Disney Cruise Line. That's how I did it. And I did it, believe it or not, more than 20 years.
And kuleyo mnyaka leyo 20 was waba nayi manager lalela.
That is correct. Yes. So when I started, when I went in, now when these companies, when cruise line companies, now the options are endless, really, really endless. At the time when I started, we didn't have those much options. So when the American companies were coming to Africa to recruit, if they do come, they were coming looking for what we call the blue collar workers, so the laborers. When they look for white collar, they are looking for the management position, and then you're just going to supervise here and there. But they are looking, when they're coming to Africa, they were looking for the blue collar. So people who are actually going to go to work and do the physical work. So when I joined, I was hired as a junior waiter. Now, I know a lot of people who are listening, especially your audience, because I know that a lot of students are listening to this. Oh my goodness, please take my word for it. So when I went in, it was a junior waiter, which you're thinking to yourself right now, you know, be a waiter after I did my diploma, I do my degree, I have my certification, my parents have paid so much money for my education, I have invested so much hours on my education. The difference between South Africa waiter and on ship the waiter, the difference is you get paid on the ship, you get paid strictly on tips, but America is a tipping nation. So they believe in tips. There's no such thing as free service. If I give you a service, whether you're happy or not, I did render the service. You must acknowledge that I did render you, and then you must pay me. So I was making so much money as a junior waiter, and then within 18 months, I got promoted into being a waiter. And then within a year after that, I was promoted to be the fine dining waiter. And then 2 years after that, I was promoted. Then I was a supervisor, became the food and beverage service excellence trainer. And then I became the assistant manager. And then I became the assistant maitre d'. And then I became the maitre d'. And then I became the operations manager. So when I left the company after more than 20 years, I was running the food and beverage department altogether. And the good thing about the cruise line industry is that they will never, ever ask you for any certification. However, I'm a student now. Please listen to me. You have to get the certification. You have to graduate, because you started already studying. So get the certification, get the diploma, get the degree that you already said that you're going to get. However, when you get to the cruise line industry, there is not a requirement. A requirement is your work ethic. That is what Americans are looking for. And this is what they think. Anybody can get a certificate. Anybody can enroll for a course. Yeah. Anybody can study for a course and anybody can get certified. But not a lot of people can pull off working in an American environment where the standard is super duper high, number one, mm-hmm. and Americans are very demanding.
Hmm.
But they are demanding, but they will acknowledge and reward you when you render the service.
Wow. Usho gong ongazwanga shutaganazi in the straight. Okay, then wafika wabuya weza la South Africa. Then you started the business. Nancy Togila. I want to know, Ugutena, what inspired you to start the Ship or Show Truths Hospitality Training Program? And what is Ship or Show do? Tell us all details.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for the question.
Yeah.
So what I forgot to mention is the fact that when I started working within three years of working as a junior waiter and mm-hmm. as a waiter in those 3 years, I was able to go to Gisizu Umama Ekai. So I came from a home where Umama Guina Edwa, so the father was not around. So it was mm-hmm. a single mother and my mother is a teacher. And mm-hmm. we all know we respect the teachers for the hard work that they do. We love the teachers.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, all teachers, it is that occupation where you are not rewarded for the hours that you put. But so my mother had 3 children. So I was able in 3 years, we renovated the house and I was able to buy my mother a car and I was able to send my 2 younger brothers to universities within three years. So Imali Ikon. So now when I came back after 20 years, I looked at my life and I said, you know what? For me, being exposed to the cruise line industry, it escalated me so far in advance than anything could have done. And then I felt to go to South Africa, number one, this industry is not known. So since the industry is not known, mm-hmm. it means the benefits of the industry, they are not known. And we know this. We can prove it. We can touch it. Because the unemployment rate in South Africa, we are the highest in the world, which is crazy, which is really crazy, which makes you think, for everybody who is enrolled, whether in any varsity, in any college, in any TVET college, it doesn't matter where you are. If you're doing your final year this year,
mm-hmm.
you are already thinking to yourself, oh my God, what am I doing next year? You're already thinking that. In addition to that, everybody's telling you, AI is taking the jobs away.
Mm.
You know, so there's that pressure. So there's that pressure on the students already. We see, oh my goodness, like I studied for so long, what am I going to do? So we know unemployment rate is very high.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came back, I said to myself, okay, there is this gap.
Yeah.
Like in the market where we know we can bridge this unemployment rate and get some of these people who are sitting at home who are not doing anything, but they are qualified and then they can go because an industry. Number two, football. Mm-hmm. Every single time you will find Uguti, there is a South African which is going to be coming to join us on the ship. We'll get so, number one, there are very, very few of us, but mm-hmm. we'll get so excited. Uguti, oh my goodness, there's another South African that is going to be coming. But every single time when the South African comes through, we'll always be a different race. Every single time, we'll always be a different race. And then there were less Black people that were coming through. And I'm so sorry, I'm not trying to be political.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to bring the facts out there. So there were always less Black people who were coming through. We started talking to the companies and saying, listen, when you guys go to South Africa to recruit,
mm-hmm.
the people that you are bringing over, it is not a true reflection of the demographics of the country.
Mm.
There is more to the country than what you are bringing. It's just that they are less exposed. So when I came back, I knew, Guti, I can contribute to where I know that Guti, we can contribute towards high unemployment rates, number one. Number two, bring this opportunity back home to somebody ohlala elokishini, to somebody ohlala emakhaya. Makuthuphuma emakhaya, emaqaqasini, and you are thinking, Guti, hey, you know, this is it with my life. Ginometric, ongine diploma, ongine certificate, and aqashwa kule ndosikwi industry. Don't ever think, Guti, your circumstance chances, it is your future. Don't ever think that. And the lack of financial means, it does not mean it's the lack of the resources. Yeah. I wanted the black youth in South Africa, especially in the townships and in the villages, I wanted them to know, if I can do it, and I come from a township, mm-hmm. if I can do it, anybody can do it. This is afforded for everybody. If you have a will, there is a way and there is money. You don't have to worry about it. So as Shipa Show, yeah. what we do, when I started Shipa Show in 2021, mm-hmm. and when I started Footbongs, everybody said to me, it's not going to pick up. People are not going to bite into this idea. This is a very bad idea. Nobody's going to know about it. And simply because when you go and apply for the jobs, mm-hmm. working on the cruise ships, and you go on the internet, apply for the jobs, which you can. You don't have to go through Shipa Show. But I'm going to tell everybody why it's important to go through Shipa Show. You can be able to do it. It's just that the recruiting agencies, they don't work for you. Mm-hmm. The recruiting agencies, they work for the cruise line. Hence the reason it is for free. You don't pay them anything to mm-hmm. find you a job. You don't pay them anything to process you. You don't pay them anything to assist you. Because they're being paid by the cruise line. So their loyalties are within the cruise line, not with you. And I always say to everybody, whenever somebody says to you something is for free, there's no such thing as free in life. Mm. You need to question it, and you follow the book. It says, "Ngamelo are different." So, as Shipa Show, what we do, we are a training program.
Yeah.
All those people who feel ukuthi they don't have enough experience, who feel that they don't have certification, who feel that no, I only have matric, who feel that I don't even have matric. So, what do I do? So, if you're sitting at home and you don't, it seems like you are on a dead end. Come through us. You do the program with us. The program with us, it is 5 modules. Mm-hmm. We train you. Myself, I'll be training you. I work together with the chef, executive chef, Wapesheya, over at Desebenza Emkhunjini for 27 years. So combined, our experiences are more than 50 years. We train. So you're being trained by people who've been there and who did the job and now are bringing back the experience. So we train our own group. You go through the program, you finish the 5 modules with the program, you choose how you want to do the modules, you have an option of doing it over 4 weeks, you have an option of doing it 5 days, it is entirely up to you. Once you successfully complete the program, then you go through the in-house pre-screen interviews. Once you finish doing all of that, then we start the application. We assist with the application to 16 different companies all together. We will never leave you alone. There will never be a time when you think that you are alone. Mm. Once you get hired by the companies, then we assist with that, because now we'll need our visas, we will need our certification, and then you go through all of that. But we are there every step of the way, but boss.
Oh, wow. That's so amazing. Hey, boo. Yo, that's so amazing. That's so amazing. Look, engwenzayo, engwenzelabantu. It's really amazing. Pelo na makama ugusho. So, if someone uyafisa ngegukuthi afike azofunda noma azothola a training khona lapho. So, what are they supposed to do ukuze banthole?
All right, good one. Thank you so much for the question. So if somebody is interested to come and join us, so the qualification, I will always say to everybody, no qualifications are required,
no,
but they are requirements. Now, requirement number one, you have to be over the age of 21. And Bongsbong, let me explain. Mm-hmm. In South Africa, for me to be considered an adult, I have to be 18. That means to be able to consume alcohol or be able to drive a car, I need to be 21. I'm considered an adult. In the United States, it's 21. So that is the reason. You cannot sign a contract and have a contract be legit if you are not 21, because then you're a minor. So that is the reason. So requirement number one, you have to be over 21 and above. There is no maximum. Mm-hmm. There is no maximum. Yeah. And then number two, you have to have a passport. You have to have a valid passport. But don't worry, abalalele makaya, abalalele on campus, you don't have to worry, because for us in South Africa, applying for a passport, it takes 2 weeks. and you have it. And then requirement number three, mm-hmm. the no criminal record. Now, I know Ubuntu on campus. I know that we're youth. I know Gumnandi. I know Ama Weekends. It's really nice. And we just came from the Induza from June 16. And we're going to 7-9. But be careful when you drink and drive. Because once you have a record for drunken driving, mm-hmm. then you won't be able to find a job anywhere outside South Africa. So that is number three, no criminal record. Mm-hmm. Number four, you have to be able to converse in English. Just have a conversation. It doesn't mean what you need to twang. It doesn't mean what you finally orole makulumisingisi, no, nothing like that. It just means when I say to people, so tell me, where can I find bathrooms? You need to be able to say, oh, it's down the hall on your left-hand side and it's the red door. As long as we, so if somebody asks you a question, you can mm-hmm. be able to answer. So that is number four. The last one, Putbons, mm-hmm. you have to have a tremendous work ethic. And the reason is because you work every single day without a day off, every single day. So Mark Asham Kumbin, it is permanent employment. You don't have to worry, it's permanent. However, they divide it into different contracts because now you wake up in a different country every single day. Since you wake up in a different country every single day, you don't have anybody to replace you. You only, Mkumbi, it's only the employees that are inside. So, for 8 months straight, mm-hmm. you are working every single day without a day off. Galo, 8 months straight. The company is going to provide food for you, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and the late-night snack. Mm-hmm. Galo 8 months straight, the company is going to provide the uniform for you. Galo 8 months straight, the company is going to wash the uniform for you. Galo 8 months straight, you are getting paid American dollars into your American bank account that the company will set up for you. Mm. Galo 8 months, when you are going to Miami to join the ship, the company is going to pay for your flight. When you are coming back home on leave, the company is going to pay for your flight. You don't have to worry about it. So 8 months, you are on the ship. 2 months, you are back home. Everybody has to come back home because that is your leave. Let's take a break. So mm-hmm. 2 months, you come back home. If you calculate these 2 months, those were your weekends that were supposed to be within these 8 months. They give it to you at the end. You come back to South Africa. We are rest there for 2 months. And then at the end of 2 months, the company to mail another ticket. And then, mm-hmm. so Boombox is always ongoing up until you say you don't want to do it anymore. One last thing that I want everybody to know. The money you make, it is tax-free. Remember, you wake up in a different country every day. You are never in any country long enough for any government to say that you have to be taxed, including Obaba Cyril Ramaphosa cannot tax you in the past. You are not in South Africa. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. Ibo. It is amazing, but I mean, looking babazi, looking say how kosiyam exactly gashigashle. Since Avangile, I mean, I'm going to join.
Yeah, honestly, you have to join us. You know, I always say to everybody, if you are a student right now and you are thinking, even if they say you want to take a gap year, let's say you say you want to take a gap year, mm-hmm. or let's say you say, you know what, let me test the waters outside South Africa.
Yeah.
Let me see what it has. You need to do, even if it's just one contract is 8 months. Even if it's just one contract, you save your money, you come back. Masubuya nemali, I shame. We always say mkunjin. As long as you work on the ship, mm-hmm. you will never have to worry about money ever again. Mm. That is a guarantee.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yes.
As we wrap up our conversation right now, if someone wants to get in touch with you, how can they find you?
Thank you so much. So we are available across all social media.
Mm-hmm.
So we are ship.a.show. I'm going to repeat our social media handling is ship.a.show. And then we have a website. Website is www.shipashow.co.za. Mm-hmm. www.shipashow.co.za. And then our number, which is the WhatsApp number. And it's the number that I recommend everybody, please reach out to us. The number is 072-189-4214. Gizopinda. 072-189-4214. 4214. In number is for information. In number is the beginning of the application. If you want to apply, that's the only way you can apply, by reaching out to us. And simply because we want to have a relationship with the person before they enroll, because they need to know why are they doing this, and in also to find out, are they ready to do this?
All right, thank you so much, Sis Nondumiso, for your time and telling us all this information. If you want to work emkhunjini or we choose and you have a school where you train people ukuthi bakwazi ukuyosebenza lapha, hayi nokuthi niyabathanda bese nibalaxaza kanjalo, niyabathanda phinde futhi nihambe nabo indlela yonke to get amalokhunjana ama documents about my passports, everything, and battle in them 7. Wow, that's an amazing job. So, any shout outs?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Oh my goodness. Shout out to everybody in KZN. I remember there was a time when I was in America for so long and I said, oh my goodness, I wish I can go home and speak isiZulu. And for some reason, based in Pretoria. So thank you, say Pretoria. So KZN yonke all together. Ngithi shout out to everybody. And thank you so much for hosting me. Ngithi uNkulunkulu anibusise makwandi.
Kubonga thina nawe konke osifisela kona wenhliziyo nangomphefumulo okufezeke, and futhi ne-training yakho ikhulu futhi indlondlobale. Nalaba babethe angeke iziphumelele badumalo, obviously bedumele manje because you are doing amazing. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. That was uNondumiso Mnyeza.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.